Bonjour et bienvenue à Coffee Break French. Welcome once again to Coffee Break French. In lesson 32, we arrive in Nantes Airport and we are heading to Sainte-Marie-sur-Mer, a little town on the coast of Loire-Atlantique. Now, in this lesson, we'll be using some travel and transport vocabulary and you'll be picking up some new words and phrases also. I hope that you find the lesson useful. So we're going to begin by listening to the conversation between me and the person who works at the airport information desk in Nantes Airport. Have a listen to the whole conversation in its entirety, and then I'll go through the whole conversation, splitting it up and making sure you understand everything. Remember that this is real French, spoken at a real conversational pace, so don't worry if you don't understand things first time round. Hopefully, you'll be able to pick out some phrases. Let's have a listen for the first time. Bonjour.
Bonjour et bienvenue à Nantes. Je peux vous aider ?
Nous allons à Sainte-Marie-sur-Mer. Est-ce qu'il y a un autobus qui va là-bas ?
Sainte-Marie-sur-Mer, c'est à côté de Pornic, n'est-ce pas ?
Oui, c'est ça.
Oui, il y a un car qui y va. En sortant de l'aéroport, vous verrez l'arrêt d'autobus à gauche avec les horaires des cars.
Très bien, merci. Est-ce qu'on peut y aller aussi en taxi ?
Oui, bien sûr. Le voyage prendra un peu moins d'une heure en taxi, mais c'est très cher.
Et ça met plus longtemps en car ?
Ah oui, il faut bien compter une heure et demie en car parce qu'il s'arrête beaucoup.
Le ticket de car coûte combien ?
Les tickets coûtent 12 euros. Le taxi coûte entre 50 et 60 euros.
Très bien, je pense que nous allons prendre le car. Le taxi est plus confortable et plus rapide, mais c'est très cher.
Bon séjour à Sainte-Marie.
Merci beaucoup. Okay, so there were loads of things in that conversation that will need further explanation. And again, don't worry too much if you didn't understand the thing, because this really is the first time that you'll be listening to consistent, long bits of French without knowing what the person is going to be saying. Let's split it up. I'm going to play certain parts of this conversation and we'll talk about them and make sure that you understand what you need to know from each of the parts. For our premium subscribers, you'll be able to look at the transcript in this week's bonus guide. Have a listen to this first section and see if you can work out what question I ask the person at the information office. Bonjour.
Bonjour et bienvenue à Nantes. Je peux vous aider ?
Nous allons à Sainte-Marie-sur-Mer. Est-ce qu'il y a un autobus qui va là-bas ? So we'll come to my question in just a moment. I began by saying bonjour and the lady in the tourist information office said bonjour et bienvenue à Nantes. Bienvenue means welcome. And in fact, it literally does mean well come. Venu means come, in a sense, and bien is, of course, well. So, bienvenue à Nantes. Welcome to Nantes. I said, nous allons à Sainte-Marie-sur-Mer. Now, Sainte-Marie-sur-Mer is the name of the town, as you already know, where we spent most of the time while we were in France. It's shortened often to Sainte-Marie. But I said, nous allons à Sainte-Marie. What does that mean? Nous allons means we are going. So we are going to Sainte-Marie-sur-Mer. And then my question, listen to the question again.
Nous allons à Sainte-Marie-sur-Mer. Est-ce qu'il y a un autobus qui va là-bas?
Est-ce qu'il y a un autobus qui va là-bas? So, even if you don't understand the last section, est-ce qu'il y a un autobus? Is there a bus? So I'm asking, is there a bus for Sainte-Marie? Est-ce qu'il y a un autobus qui va là-bas? Now, qui va, which goes, va coming from aller. Est-ce qu'il y a un autobus qui va là-bas? Là-bas literally means over there. So we're in Nantes at the airport, and I'm saying, is there a bus which goes over to Sainte-Marie? Qui va là-bas? There are indeed other ways of saying that, and we'll come to some of them a little later. Listen to the continuation of the conversation.
Nous allons à Sainte-Marie-sur-Mer. Est-ce qu'il y a un autobus qui va là-bas?
Sainte-Marie-sur-Mer, c'est à côté de Pornic, n'est-ce pas?
Oui, c'est ça.
Now the lady wants to be absolutely sure she knows where we're talking about. She says, Sainte-Marie-sur-Mer, c'est à côté de Pornic, n'est-ce pas? Now, n'est-ce pas, when it's used like that, at the end of a sentence, it means, isn't that right? So she uses the phrase à côté de, and that's something we've come across in our discussions about the town. La cathédrale est à côté du restaurant. It means it's beside, next to. So this lady is saying Sainte-Marie-sur-Mer, c'est à côté de Pornic, n'est-ce pas? Now Pornic is the larger town next to Sainte-Marie. So she's double-checking that she knows where we're talking about. C'est à côté de Pornic, n'est-ce pas?
Sainte-Marie-sur-Mer, c'est à côté de Pornic, n'est-ce pas?
Oui, c'est ça.
Oui, il y a un car qui y va.
Now, the answer to the question is actually quite difficult to understand, but there is one crucial word in there. Listen again.
Oui, il y a un car qui y va.
So the important word is obviously oui. Yes, there is a bus that goes there. Il y a un car being a coach, qui y va. Now, that's quite tricky. Il y a un car qui, so there is a coach, which or who, obviously who when talking about a person. Il y a un car qui y va. Y stands for there. So, yes, there is a coach which goes there. And then the lady gives us an explanation about how to find the bus stop or the coach stop. Have a listen.
Oui, il y a un car qui va. En sortant de l'aéroport, vous verrez l'arrêt d'autobus à gauche avec les horaires des cars.
She mentions l'arrêt d'autobus. That's the bus stop. And she also gives us some more information about what we'll find en sortant de l'aéroport. That means on leaving the airport. En sortant de l'aéroport.
En sortant de l'aéroport, vous verrez l'arrêt d'autobus à gauche avec les horaires des cars.
So where will we see the arrêt d'autobus, the bus stop? Vous verrez l'arrêt d'autobus à gauche. It's on the left. And there is also a list of les horaires des cars. Les horaires are the timetables. Listen one more time.
En sortant de l'aéroport, vous verrez l'arrêt d'autobus à gauche avec les horaires des cars.
Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break French, there's still opportunities for you to keep up your French practice on social media. Just search for Coffee Break French on Facebook, where we post regular language and cultural content. We're Learn French on Twitter, and you can come behind the scenes with the Coffee Break team on Instagram, where we're Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. I now ask a question about the other possibilities for getting to Sainte-Marie-sur-Mer.
Très bien, merci. Est-ce qu'on peut y aller aussi en taxi?
Now, I'm using that phrase that we've used lots of times. est-ce qu'on peut, or est-ce que je peux, in the case in which we've used it, est-ce qu'on peut, can one, y aller? That means there to go. So, can one go there? Aussi, also, en taxi, by taxi. Listen again to that question and also listen to the answer that the lady gives.
Est-ce qu'on peut y aller aussi en taxi?
Oui, bien sûr. Le voyage prendra un peu moins d'une heure en taxi, mais c'est très cher.
So this is going to test your knowledge of time. She says, oui, bien sûr, yes, of course. Le voyage, what do you think that would be? It's the journey, the voyage. Le voyage prendra, will take, un peu moins d'une heure en taxi. Un peu moins d'une heure. That's quite tricky. It means a little less than 1 hour. Mais c'est très cher. So what's the disadvantage of taking the taxi?
Oui, bien sûr. Le voyage prendra un peu moins d'une heure en taxi, mais c'est très cher.
C'est très cher. It's very expensive. My next question relates back to the car. I ask, et ça met plus longtemps en car?
Et ça met plus longtemps en car?
Try to work out how long it would take by car from the lady's answer.
Et ça met plus longtemps en car?
Ah oui, il faut bien compter 1h30 en car parce qu'il s'arrête beaucoup.
So did you get how long the coach journey would take? She said, il faut bien compter, that means you have to count on, 1h30. So that would be 1h30, 1 hour and a half. So 1.5 hours en car. And then she gave the reason. See if you can work out what that reason is.
Et ça met plus longtemps en car?
Ah oui, il faut bien compter 1h30 en car parce qu'il s'arrête beaucoup.
So, le car s'arrête beaucoup. S'arrête comes from s'arrêter. And if something is arrested, it's stopped in its tracks. So, le car s'arrête beaucoup. The coach stops a lot. It stops often. We then go on to talk about the price of the ticket. I ask for a confirmation of the price of the ticket, and the lady gives two prices, one for the coach and the other approximate one for the taxi. See if you can work out what these prices are.
Le ticket de car coûte combien?
Les tickets coûtent 12 euros. Le taxi coûte entre 50 et 60 euros.
I'll let you hear that one more time.
Les tickets coûtent 12 euros. Le taxi coûte entre 50 et 60 euros.
Now, this is where you've got to be careful with your numbers. Les tickets, so that's the tickets for the coach. Les tickets coûtent 12 euros. That's 12 euros, not 2 euros, which would be, of course, 2 euros. So the coach tickets cost 12 euros. Le taxi coûte entre 50 et 60 euros. So the taxi costs between, entre 50 et 60 euros, between 50 and 60 euros.
Les tickets coûtent 12 euros. Le taxi coûte entre 50 et 60 euros.
So it's time for me to make my decision as to how we're going to get to Sainte-Marie. Have a listen to what I say.
Très bien. Je pense que nous allons prendre le car. Le taxi est plus confortable et plus rapide, mais c'est très cher.
So I say, je pense, I think, que nous allons, that we are going to prendre le car. So we're going to take the coach. I then justify this by giving an explanation. Le taxi est plus confortable et plus rapide. So the taxi is more comfortable and rapid or quick. Mais c'est très cher. But it is very expensive. Listen to that one more time.
Très bien. Je pense que nous allons prendre le car. Le taxi est plus confortable et plus rapide, mais c'est très cher.
And finally, listen to how the conversation finishes.
Bon séjour à Sainte-Marie.
Merci beaucoup. The lady wishes me bon séjour, a very common thing that you may hear on holiday. Bon séjour literally means good stay. Have a good stay. Bon séjour à Sainte-Marie. Have a good stay in Sainte-Marie. And I, of course, thank her. Okay, it's time now to listen to that whole conversation one more time. And hopefully, having gone through all the vocabulary and all the constructions contained in the conversation, it will make much more sense to you this time.
Bonjour.
Bonjour et bienvenue à Nantes. Je peux vous aider?
Nous allons à Sainte-Marie-sur-Mer. Est-ce qu'il y a un autobus qui va là-bas?
Sainte-Marie-sur-Mer, c'est à côté de Pornic, n'est-ce pas?
Oui, c'est ça.
Oui, il y a un car qui y va. En sortant de l'aéroport, vous verrez l'arrêt d'autobus à gauche avec les horaires des cars.
Très bien, merci. Est-ce qu'on peut y aller aussi en taxi?
Oui, bien sûr. Le voyage prendra un peu moins d'une heure en taxi, mais c'est très cher.
Et ça met plus longtemps en car?
Ah oui, il faut bien compter une heure et demie en car parce qu'il s'arrête beaucoup.
Le ticket de car coûte combien?
Les tickets coûtent 12 euros. Le taxi coûte entre 50 et 60 euros.
Très bien. Je pense que nous allons prendre le car. Le taxi est plus confortable et plus rapide, mais c'est très cher.
Bon séjour à Sainte-Marie.
Merci beaucoup.
And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break French. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break French community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakfrench, and we're at Learn French on Twitter. Merci beaucoup et à bientôt!
This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.